Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball, and this is going to be a short show because it's been a long time since we've done this, and we can't swear on this show, but the MF-er of the week, easily Audacity and Windows. We got here extra early so that Asa could participate in the entire show. He has to leave at some point during the show. It took us about an hour to get through Windows and Audacity problems.
It's about 50 minutes because it started.
No, it took us exactly an hour.
Yep. Oh, did it?
Because we started at 9 and it's after 10.
Oh, and I went, like, as soon as we got here, I booked it. Like, I opened Audacity immediately, and that's when we had the first problem. Yeah.
And then it poured because it started raining.
So we're going to try and barrel through a lot of this stuff pretty quickly. There's a lot of stuff that I wanted to spend some time on. We got a Justice League review for you. That's going to come later. There's going to be a spoiler Justice League review at the end of the show. That's canceled. Thank you, Windows. We'll have to do that at a later date, but we will do the spoiler-free review at the very least. We're going to start off, though, with Battlefront 2, because, boy, did they have a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad whenever you get beat for MF-er of the week, because this was supposed to be Battlefront's spot.
It was.
I mean, but honestly, really angry right it's now. Co.
Yeah,
for me,
fair.
It's co, because this is a temporary annoyance. This is just a perpetual F you to the consumer that they've been doing it for years, and they're only just now getting called out on it.
And for a game that I'm really excited about, or was really excited about, that I still really, really, really want to play. Mm-hmm. I want to own and have fun with Star Wars Battlefront 2. But let's get started here. First, so they did the early access for the EA Access members, the people that are part of their monthly subscription
that
plan.
10-day or 10-hour trial, right? Because that's what Shannon was doing.
Yeah, because, you got, I think, 10 hours of total game time, like, the week before launch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is the way it worked. And the first thing that a lot of people noticed was that for Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker and a few of the other, like, main big heroes that you're going to want in this game, 60,000 credits is what it costs to pick these guys up. Which, all right, to give you guys an example of what this means, because, 60,000, well, that's nothing if they give you 1,000 credits every match. Well, okay, no, that's not true. That's still a whole lot. But
I mean, that's 60. Way more reasonable. That's not terrible, because 60 matches, that's a handful of hours.
Right.
Like, that's not too bad.
It's not terrible. But no, you were looking at getting, at best, for a really, like, a match that went really, really long, you're getting 350 credits.
That's actually the very high end of the average. The average is 250 to 350.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And I don't think in any of the screenshots I saw posted, I don't think I saw anything higher than 350. So,
no.
Yeah, you're getting at most, on average, you're getting about 250 credits per match. 60,000 credits to unlock them. Somebody did the math. It would take you approximately 40 hours of grinding to unlock this, get enough credits to unlock Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker. Or you can just shell out $260.
Well, and that's just for one character.
For one character.
So you can't, they like don't come automatically on heroes and villains, and you have to
unlock
them.
And it's not they're not the only ones that are locked. You start with a handful of characters, but like Chewbacca, you have to pay for the new protagonist in the campaign. You have to pay for, like, you have to unlock the vast majority of the heroes and villains.
Because I think you get, like, Rey, Boba, and some other ones, like, for free right off the bat.
And you can't just, like, unlock them by playing the game. You have to buy them to unlock them.
You have to play. You get credits from playing the matches.
Right, I get that. But, like, if you get a level, you don't get them unlocked?
Nope.
Like, oh, my God.
And the progression is still entirely based on
credits
and how many cards you own per class. It doesn't matter how much time you're spending with the class. It's the progression system is just royally borked.
Yeah. It's awful. Whenever they noticed that, so the EA community team, they have a Reddit account, and they noticed, like, the subreddit was blowing up about it. Like, this is absolutely insane. I thought they said this was going to get fixed from the beta, and it didn't. So the EA community team now has the most downvoted comment in Reddit history. Last I looked, it was approaching 700,000 downvotes.
I think it was at 770.
Oh, God. So it's approaching 800,000 downvotes.
Yeah.
Good.
Smash that downvote button.
They did. Everybody, like, so many people
did. But that's also, like, people were writing algorithms for, like, so bots were just, like, constantly downvoting. Like, it's not 770,000 legit downvotes.
Yeah. That's how once angry they're at.
Once it hit 100,000, that's when it really started to collect that kind of momentum.
And it didn't do that. It didn't take a long time to do that, because that hit this week, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was the first.
It happened in a
and
day.
It's like, by far. Because I think the second most downvoted comment's like 15,000.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew it was like, because I don't understand how Reddit works for the most part, but I understand how that works.
Yeah.
So I knew it happened like that happened this week. I heard the day one was insane of how many people downvoted it.
Yeah, because you had basically everybody in the Star Wars Battlefront community downvoted it. Mm-hmm. And then somebody posted it like, holy crap, this is happening. And it just kind of caught word.
It was so like more subreddit people, drama. Yeah. And like, yeah, it hit the page. It hit our all, which is just if you don't have an account, that's just the list of links you see.
Uh-huh.
So all of these people who don't even know what's going on just see, oh, this is the most downvoted thing ever. Well, I'll go downvote it.
I want to add to that magic.
Yeah.
And boy, did they. And so in response to that, they did decrease the requirement. The max number of credits required for any character unlock in Battlefront is now 15,000 from 60, which is slightly more manageable.
So, it's way better.
Yeah, because it's now 10 hours to unlock instead of 40, which, yeah, that's fine. If you're going to get, like, a big prestigious character, I'm okay with spending 10 hours to knock it out.
Because
honestly, like, I'm fine with working towards something.
Yes.
But I need it to be obtainable. Yep. There's no chance that in my limited amount of playtime that I'm going to end up spending 40 hours, and if I do, that's going to happen, like, next year. And I know we're, like, towards... And I'm talking, like, this time next year.
They did, like... And the comment... The gist of it was they were calling us crybabies because we wanted everything handed to us.
It was less that and more just like, oh, no, we want players to feel a sense of pride and accomplishment for working through our game, which was which spectacularly backfired.
No.
Because now with all of this that's happened, people are just like, boy, you guys... I kind of feel a sense of pride and accomplishment.
No, that's what you have the campaign for. You
can get credits. You can get credits through the campaign.
Nah, if I want to play online, I want that stuff and to be able to unlock other things, not...
Well, the thing about the offline...
Yeah, is they cap you at a certain amount. So you can get credits online or offline play.
Playing an arcade and then, yeah, just standard offline play. But you're capped at 500 per day.
Yeah. 500.
But the campaign's only how long?
4 hours.
Yeah. 4 hours.
Well, so
there's like arcade stuff that you can do that you can get other credits for, but you can only get up to 500. So two matches.
Well, so the campaign also, like, because everyone was losing their mind because they lowered the credit reward for the campaign, which that got blown way out of proportion. Because the whole point of finishing the campaign is you were supposed to get enough credits to earn the protagonist. Like, that was supposed to be a reward. Instead of just giving you her, it gave you enough credits to buy her if you wanted.
Mm.
So now that every hero lowered from 15,000, so, like, she went from, like, 20 to 5, I think. So now instead of giving you 20,000 credits for winning the campaign or for beating the campaign, now you get 5,000, which I get that. That's fair. But the reasoning behind you can't just sit there and exploit the offline mode. Because that will give you an unfair advantage in multiplayer.
Yeah, this was part of the disastrous AMA that DICE did a few days ago. One of the big things, and that was the comment that made me really, really angry. And he said it not once, but twice. This was not a mistake. He said that the reason that you couldn't, that they were capped at 500 in the offline mode, is so that people couldn't find exploits that would impact the multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to find exploits to earn more currency because that would impact the multiplayer. He said twice he admitted that loot boxes and loot crates impact the multiplayer. Guess what doesn't impact the multiplayer, apparently? Paying real money for it.
Yeah, because they don't, if you just set up something to go AFK and just farm credits, well, they don't get paid extra for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's exploiting it. But if someone drops $500 to get Vader,
then they deserve.
Then they've earned that.
Yeah,
that's fine. Also, the thing that really made me mad about that is in that same AMA, one of the people said, "Well, the loot boxes really don't have that big of an effect on gameplay. It's based on skill."
And then the other guy said twice,
Yeah.
That they absolutely do have an impact, and that's their logic for putting a cap on the
especially
single player.
Especially whenever that skill that you're getting out of a loot box of, oh, you do 300% more damage. Oh, your auto-aim increases by, like, 100%.
Yeah, those are, like, that's special ones for, like, the heroes?
For heroes and ships. Like, Boba Fett can... Okay. I think Boba Fett has one that was 400,000... Or 400% more damage.
And Boba Fett also had the one that was, like, you have better aim assist.
Well, the... So, in other words... That was a starship. That was, like, one of the starfighters.
Oh, was
yeah, that was one of the ships.
In fairness, I would need that one.
Oh, no. A lot of people do. It's super helpful to just, like, oh, I only have... I have to just Call of Duty hitbox them? Sweet.
I would get so much better at the flying modes.
Yeah, so basically, you know, for the flying, you can get auto-aim for Boba's ship. You can do significantly increased damage. No, oh, it, these loot boxes...
It was just the standard ship.
Oh,
it wasn't even the hero ship.
I thought it was the hero ship.
I mean, I'm sure it also has that. Yeah, I thought
that screenshot you sent had specifically said Boba Fett. The one with the
I don't remember, but I thought I saw another one, and it was a TIE Interceptor.
Oh, God. So, yeah, that's just, it's absolutely insane. The loot boxes absolutely do have an impact on the multiplayer, mm-hmm. and they admitted as much twice.
Yep.
It wasn't that they caught him in a trap. It wasn't a misspoken. He phrased it two different ways, both times.
He wanted, yeah, and it's, and they're, it's, they're lying. That's all it is he's just flat out saying, oh, no, like, it'll affect multiplayer. No, what he's saying is we don't want you to be able to earn these credits in a way that we don't see profitable. We want you to be able to earn these credits in a way that you get frustrated and just say, you know what, screw it, I'll put $10 in.
Yep, that's exact. I mean, that's their game plan. Because that's the entire progression system of this game is based around loot boxes.
Yep.
The entire progression system. Because, yeah, they said they were going to change how the levels worked of the classes, where it was affected by gameplay, but they haven't done that yet. It's still just by how many star cards you have for the class,
yep.
which is absolutely insane.
Because if you, like, want to just play, like, if you're like me, and you don't get super into, like, the specialist or the sniper class or the heavy, and I just want to be a trooper, I could have a level 10 sniper class because I just have a bunch of star cards for it, even though I'm a terrible shot and hate using sniper rifles.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter how much time I spend working through the like playing the class I like. If I'm not awarded RNG cards, I'm not going to make progression in it.
Yep. And then you're going to get matched with people with better that have gone through the progression because mm-hmm. you have access to a level 10 class.
That is one thing that they said that I kind of liked. Of you're going to be paired with people who are in the same player level as you, because
yeah,
like, also your player level is also based on what your star cards. So on the one hand, that's good, but if you do run into this scenario where the one class you're good with, you can't get, you're not able to buy cards.
Because that happened to me, like, in the beta. Mm-hmm. I had, like, the level 9 officer. Oh. And I hated the officer.
You said the beta, and that's another thing that really made me mad about this whole thing. Is so it's like, hey, so 60,000 credits for a hero is absolutely ludicrous. Well, we took this information from the beta and from this free trial and all, you know, this is what we felt was a good mark. We used this information from these sources. And then, like, 3 months ago, when people are like, hey, playing the beta, it seems super pay to win.
Like, that's the beta.
No, it's just, you can't just judge what the final product's going to be based on the beta. The beta won't affect, like, what happens in the beta is not truly going to affect the end game.
That's the point of a beta.
Yeah, and so they're trying to have it both ways. Like, oh, we did a thing that you're not happy with in the beta. Well, that's just the beta. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
They did a thing that you're unhappy with. Oh, well, that's what we learned from the beta.
But that's not important. You know, all right, so I'm going to go back to No Man's Sky. They did something beautiful they released a turd, and then everybody shut up for a while. Nobody really talked about No Man's Sky.
All
the dev people were just like...
No, the people who didn't talk about No Man's Sky were the people who made No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
A lot of people were talking about No Man's Sky.
But what I'm saying is, like, the people that made the game, they were like, let's not put our foot in our mouth just yet. We effed up. We know we did. But let's shut up for a while. We'll try to fix it. EA's like, all in. No, let's keep talking about it.
Well, and the reason that the AMA was so bad is because they gave very few actual answers.
Yeah.
It took them a solid 45 minutes before they got more than, like, 3 answers up.
Yeah. And a lot of their answers were literally just, like, they would throw out answers, but it was basically just, like...
corporate vague non-speak.
Yeah, it was like, guys, we're working on it. No, we hear you.
A sense of adventure. We're listening. We are adapting. we are. And just all of this BS of, no, no, we hear you. We hate everything you're saying, and we're getting real mad behind the scenes. Because that one dude from Reddit who was like an insider who leaked, he's like, yeah, so in like 3 hours, like something big is about to happen. And everyone was like, you don't know what you're talking about. He's like, no, no, trust me. It's something's about to go down. Like 3 hours after he posted that, EA announced that they were temporarily suspending all microtransactions.
Yeah. And I meant to actually look and see if there was a source for that. But did the Disney thing, like, did that actually happen?
It's speculation. Game Informer's reporting on it. And they actually got to the point where they named the guy who called them.
Neat.
Because
yeah,
allegedly, because yeah, apparently, EA executives got a phone call from a Disney executive, and then 3 hours later, the announcement of microtransactions being suspended was released.
Mickey was pissed
with the attached rumor that Disney either threatened to or kind of teased that they were considering revoking EA's exclusivity license to make Star Wars games.
Which would be...
based on this backlash.
Huge.
Yeah.
Like, EA does not want to lose that Disney money.
Nope.
Nobody wants to lose that Disney money. We make jokes about that Disney money every week.
Yeah. Because it's a lot. There's so much of it. But anyway, yeah, that happened, and a lot of people, you know, were thinking, like, okay, the AMA had an impact because, yeah, they made this announcement that the real money marketplace suspended. Which, importantly, suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Don't spend your money temporarily. Yeah. Don't spend your money on this game until we figure out exactly what's going to happen, because this might just be like a rope-a-dope. They're going to like, no, guys, the real money's out. Everybody buy the game, please. 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 And it's back. Ha-ha.
Exactly.
Gotcha, suckers.
And it's also, so the same insider who mentioned, like, hey, something is happening, has said that there are now two main trains of thought for what the microtransactions will be. One of them will be purely cosmetic. They're going to switch to that model.
That's not going to happen.
I very much doubt it will, but apparently it's something that they have to actually consider with the amount of backlash and mainstream media attention this is getting. The other one was cosmetic, and they would be bundles of, you get cosmetic gear as well as experience boosts.
So the Call of Duty approach.
Kind of, yeah. Which is less egregious, but cosmetics is what we really, really want.
Yeah. I don't understand, like, why Overwatch is making money hand over fist.
But nobody seems to understand how they're doing it, even though it's the easiest way to do it.
Like, why? Like, they don't understand why those loot boxes are making money. Like, oh, they're only cosmetics. Like, people aren't forced to buy them. How on earth are they making money off of this?
But if we give somebody a 400% advantage, people will spend more money, right?
I'd rather just go back and play Star Wars Battlefront 1.
Yeah.
Although apparently it's dead.
I believe.
Like, I don't think the servers are shut down or anything. But it's
the community's
yeah.
out. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like last or the one from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a
good
game. I
felt like they should have just, like, pretty much remade that with a campaign and a few tweaks.
Which is what they should have done. Like, yeah. And don't get me wrong, like, the first Battlefront, it had its issues, too. Mainly no single player.
That's why I said campaign, yeah.
Like, even the DL44, as much as we hated that, that was nowhere near as bad as this.
Oh, yeah, because you could eventually get it. Like, the only way that you got it before everybody else is if you got the deluxe edition.
Mm-hmm. Which you only paid $15 more. Yeah,
and it wasn't, like, that much. It wasn't that broken, and it didn't take that long to get where I felt slighted by these people
took,
that,
like,
had the advantage. 10,
15 hours to get the unlock for it.
If that.
Yeah, like, well, it did not for me, because I'm bad.
It didn't take that much time to get it, so that wasn't that bad. The Star Wars Battlefront had its own set of problems, that it was different. And they fixed the problems that I had with the first Star Wars Battlefront in this one. They just introduced an entirely new set of significantly worse problems.
Yeah.
Because they announced a long time ago, and one of the things that we were really excited about this, all the DLC for this game will be free. So they're going to go with the Titanfall Overwatch method where they'll release new maps, new game modes, etc. All that's free. Which, yes, awesome. But they decided that, like, well, we got to make our money somehow, so let's tie progression to real money loot boxes.
Mm-mm.
And it's not even, like, it drives me insane, because this is the most involved loot boxes have been with a progression system, like, in the history of games. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
You cannot progress without loot boxes in this game.
Ugh.
Nope. I don't get it.
Like, yeah. It could get to the point that I would be empirically better at Battlefront than Jesse. If I just dropped $200 on the game, I would have my foot far ahead of Jesse.
You wouldn't be better. You would do better.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like...
Which is a very important distinction. Also, sorry to cut you off, but apparently Polygon is reporting, and they are citing the Wall Street Journal, that Disney Interactive Media chairman Jimmy Pitaro made a call to EA head Andrew Wilson about the Battlefront 2 situation.
Yeah.
Good.
So, internet. The AMA did nothing. They didn't care. Disney did it.
Because the internet brought Disney's name into it.
Yeah.
Because, right, unfortunately, Disney has their name tied to Star Wars pretty hard.
Yep.
Yeah, they do.
Well, you say unfortunately. This is probably the best case scenario.
Yeah, it is.
And they have a pretty major release coming up in the next month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't need any kind of bad negative publicity PR
around Star Wars,
especially considering the like directorship drama between Rogue One and the Han Solo movie. And
they don't need any negative PR right now. They want this movie to be a success. They dropped a lot of money on this movie, and they want to make it back, and they will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I honestly, I sincerely doubt that Battlefront will have any impact whatsoever on the Star Wars movies.
Very, like, a dent, if that.
Not
a
even. Scratch.
Yeah,
maybe.
They even said, like, they issued a press release saying that, like, the EA games, like, they don't foresee 2018 being a loss when it comes to microtransactions. Like, I'm super curious to see how the game sold this weekend. I'm sure it's still sold a billion copies.
It sold a lot, I'm sure.
I'm hoping they were projecting 2 billion.
Yeah, like I doubt they hit anywhere near what they projected to sell, because I know there were a lot of people. Though the Battlefront 2 subreddit was just lapping this announcement up about the suspended microtransactions.
It was split. Like, there was like half of it were like, we did it, and the other half was like, no, you fools. They'll be back and in greater numbers.
I saw that, yeah, in like the actual Battlefront sub.
Yeah, like, that was an actual post.
Yeah, did you see, though, the Battlefront 2 subreddit? Because there is a separate subreddit now for the second game.
I don't know if I saw that one.
Yeah, they've created a different subreddit,
mm-hmm.
I guess, for whatever reason. I don't know why. But there's an actual Battlefront 2 subreddit. And, like, all of the top posts in there, like, I looked through it, the top two pages were all, yeah, guys, we did it. We did it. All right.
This game's great. Everything's wonderful.
There were people in the actual Star Wars Battlefront subreddit that, yeah, that's where I saw that post. Like, no, you fools.
Mm-hmm.
Microtransactions will be back in greater numbers.
Yep.
I guess like there were a lot of people that were salty. Like they wanted to get away from the negativity that was the Star Wars Battlefront sub.
Which is fine.
I get it.
I get it.
But yeah, no.
Now if we can only if we can aim this kind of vitriol and passion to net neutrality.
Right. If only. All right. So the other thing of video games we wanted to talk about, GameStop is suspending the Power Pass program. We missed out on this news a few weeks ago when it broke that the Power Pass was a thing, just because we ran out of time and I didn't think it was that important. So I'll go ahead and hit it real fast, just the PowerPoint, I guess, or the
Power Pass.
Highlight.
The Spark Notes. No?
Bullet points.
Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you, Mandy.
Useful.
So they had a Power Pass. $60 for if you paid $60 for 6 months, you can rent as many games as you want.
Used games.
At the same time. Used games, yes. You can go in and get a used game, take it home, play it for however long you want, bring it back, get another used game, and so on and so forth for 6 months. And at the end of that time, you get to take one of the games you rented, and you get to keep it.
Ooh.
So, solid plan. Basically, at the end of it, you're paying $60 for, like, it's from GameStop's perspective, you paid $60 for a used game, and they had a game out for a little while they couldn't sell.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, fine, whatever, cool. That actually benefits both parties pretty well, and it was an interesting decision by GameStop. I felt horrible for the employees, and you could effectively hear at this announcement the sigh of relief from the GameStop employees when they suspended the Power Pass program. Apparently, a lot of inside sources say that it was crashing their POS system. And I know that acronym means something else. It is point of sale, for those of you not from the
World of retail.
World of retail.
But I have not encountered any person working in the world of retail who also, whenever you say POS, they don't mean it as point of sale.
Correct.
Oh, nope.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, you for like rentals, I don't think GameStop, because I mean that's basically what it is. You'd have to have a rental system, which means every game, for it to work efficiently, because I worked at a rental store, like for it to work efficiently, every game would have to have a number attached to it. An individual number. Like
a barcode.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Not like Star Wars Battlefront 2, all 30 copies have the same barcode. No, I mean every copy has a different barcode.
They wouldn't have to do it that way.
It's the best way to do it, like efficiency wise, because then at least you would know, like, that game's gone, that game's gone, that game's gone.
I disagree, but we're not going to get into it. So they've suspended it. And they had released it, a soft launch in certain districts. People that have already gotten into it, that have already paid their $60, and they already have, like, you know, started renting games and everything. Mm-hmm. Good on GameStop for this PR move. I say PR move. Good on them for this move. Once they suspended it, all those people got a full refund, and they just get a free used game.
Yep.
Sweet.
Which, yeah, like, good job, GameStop.
Right, because, they could have stopped it at just the money back.
Yep, they absolutely could have.
To throw in the free used game that was going to be a perk of this thing that they were trying out, that's just bonus, so.
Yeah. No, yeah, good on you, GameStop, making a good decision every now and again.
And, honestly, I would be very surprised if they don't reintroduce it. Because their announcement said that they were temporarily, it's a temporary, just like, hey, unforeseen problem. They didn't say what it was, but that's just like the speculation between the OS and then the like, oh, we're going to run out of inventory.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I think this was a bad time to start it. I think they should have started like during the spring lull, like post tax season.
Right.
Yeah. Because right now they're going to need all the inventory they can get. Like, we always called it when I worked at GameStop, the great swelling. we got just hundreds of games. I remember at one point we had like 120 copies of not the most recent Call of Duty, but the one before that. I don't remember what it was this year or that year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just so many copies of the game. We're like, we're never going to sell all these. We sold them all. Like it was absolutely bewildering. Yeah, because during holiday, like people are grabbing everything, especially for the buy two get one sale.
Yep.
Because I mean, you're not going to just buy two games and not get something or not get a third one,
right?
Except some people did actually do that, but still,
people are fun.
Yeah, no, I actually had a stack of like dollar games that we would never sell ever, and if anybody ever said like, "Nah, I'm not really, I couldn't really find anything," bloop, here's a coaster.
Thanks, pal. I did that so often.
But anyway. So, yeah, good job, GameStop. Marvel Heroes got canceled, or is getting canceled.
Apparently, it's as early as December.
Yeah. It's real bad. People are really upset. They're demanding refunds for in-game purchases because it just released on console this year.
Yeah, just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
It was recent.
Very recent. And there are people that have spent real money on this game in that period of time, and they're absolutely not getting their money's worth out of it.
No.
Like, they're pissed, rightfully so.
Like, yeah. I less see it for people who, like, who are playing on PC.
Yeah,
like that you know, unless you're like, you came in like an early, you're a much later adopter, but like the people who have had the game for years, like, no, you don't really get to complain. Like, yes, you get to be frustrated, and I get that,
but you can't demand a refund. Like, right, you've gotten your money's worth.
But for the console people, like, I am so glad, because there was a point where I was actually looking into which starter pack I was going to buy. Because I got into it, and I was really annoyed at the level cap, the free-to-play level cap.
Yeah.
So I was just going to buy a starter pack, and then I decided against it. I kind of fell out of it, started playing something else, and boy, am I glad I did.
I think I dropped $5 into it on console.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did. Because I think I was playing with Billy Hills for a while.
If you get that like $40, $60 starter pack, and then 2 months later, oh, hey, this thing you just dropped a bunch of money on is inaccessible on top of any of the other RNG loot crate stuff.
Yep.
For gear.
Because that's the worst part of it. It's not just that it's getting, like, they're not going to support it anymore. The servers are going down.
Yeah, so it's not like you just, like, won't be able to make any new purchases. You will not be able to play the game.
Which doesn't make any sense to me. My understanding was this game was profitable, and Disney's like, it's out.
Disney's got control. Like, I mean, Disney, is it a jerk move? But is Disney allowed to do this? 100%.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's their property. It's their IP. This deal with Gazillion was made before Disney came in. So there's a video game that you can play as Wolverine? No, we got to shut that down.
All, like, so many X-Men. There are so many X-Men in that game.
Yep.
And yeah, that's a very real problem. Like,
you mean Inhumans. Like, they used to be men. They used to be men, and then the Terrigen Mist happened, and now they're not men anymore. So
Disney,
they're X-Men.
Exec. That's no. They're the X-Men exist. Please stop trying to make them go away. Buy Fox, and then they can exist again. But anyway, yeah, it's one of the few remaining games where you can play as X-Men characters. The only one.
Apparently, this news broke like in July, but I didn't find out about it until Shannon told me yesterday that the X-Men are not in. There is not a single X-Man or Fantastic Four character in Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2.
Yeah, which is just insane.
I
thought
feel like we even talked about it, and I just wanted to block that out.
That's a possibility.
I'm still gonna buy it soon.
Remember, I probably will still pick it up.
It's
I ain't gonna be happy about it.
And everything. It's just
I can't wait to play as Throg.
Yeah, I heard some of the characters because there's a bunch of characters in it. Apparently, I read a review on it, and there's a bunch of characters like from like Timely comics too. And I'm just like, but like,
remember how Deadpool was like your 100% completion bonus?
You had to find all the cheat codes to get Deadpool. Yeah.
That's gone.
Now he's just not even in it.
Yep. All right, so we're going to go ahead and move past that here. Comic book news real fast. The X-Men Red, we talked about it last week, the original Jean Grey's new team. We actually have the team. Nightcrawler, Wolverine, X-23 version. Yeah, Laura Kinney. Gabby, her clone. Namor.
Wait, who's clone?
It's Wolverine's Gabby clone. Is Wolverine's clone. Or Laura Kinney's clone.
X-23
the little
has a
one.
Clone.
Yeah, she's awesome and adorable, and also a murder machine.
Part of the problem.
Nah, I love her. No, I thought I would hate Gabby, and then the way that all new we'll talk about it later.
He's defending it so hard.
It's really well done. I love it. I love Gabby. You're also getting Namor, the Submariner. So ooh, you know, worse Aquaman, and which is saying something.
I'm angry all the time. Must swim fast.
You get Gentle, which is kind of an obscure X-Man. He's a Wakandan.
Oh,
the way that his power works, like I really like this character. He's kind of neat.
Before you get into that, I have to ask this question: is he a giant?
Yeah, he is.
Well, guys, that's gonna do it for me. Y'all have a great night. Go watch Justice League.
I was actually about to ask, like, do you want to give your review for Justice League real fast?
I kind of loved it. They did a lot of stuff really, really wrong. Well, that's not true. They did a stuff I really didn't like, but the stuff that there was more stuff that I did enjoy than stuff that I didn't enjoy, and I went in fully expecting to not like it. And maybe it's because my expectations were so low. Maybe it was because I was in a bad mood when I went and saw it. I don't know. Just stuff clicked. That's the movie we should have started the DCEU with. If they're going to do the thing where they want, okay, now you get to see these individual movies with like Flash and Cyborg and all of them, then that should have been the first movie. Yeah. Skip Batman v Superman, skip Suicide Squad entirely, start on that note, then do Wonder Woman second to just as a follow-up of just, yeah, we're killing it. And then you could have built from there. Also, the post-credit scene, not the mid-credit scene, the post-credit scene actually has me legitimately excited for the second movie.
And I know exactly why.
Uh-huh.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Also, Gentle stupid. He's a giant.
He's not actually a giant. He's just really big. And his super is like his mutant ability is that he can increase his muscle mass at will. But it kind of like deteriorates. And he has vibranium infused in his body.
All right, I'm going to say it for Asa. Gentle stupid.
He's a neat character. It's kind of weird, but he's a neat character. But anyway, and then you also have Trinary, which is a brand new character to the franchise. We don't know anything about her.
You think all of her powers are going to come in threes?
No. Hopefully not.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say.
We'll see how it goes. And also, Marvel teased their new event. I'm guessing it's an event called Infinity.
Is it Marvel?
Yeah.
It's going to be an event.
Yeah, probably. But I don't know what kind of event it's going to be or anything
it's
else.
It's going to be a big event.
But it's the teaser poster says countdown starts in February.
Yeah, I've seen
the
poster.
And it has Wolverine, Star-Lord, and Captain Marvel all holding Infinity Gems.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them anyway.
Didn't we get that in Legacy?
The Wolverine we got in Legacy. Star-Lord we got this week. Captain Marvel we haven't seen.
Okay.
So that's spoiled,
I guess,
spoiled
the book.
Marvel. Yeah. I mean, not that it's a huge spoiler. I'm guessing she just finds it at the end of the book or something.
Well, yeah, it's just funny that it's just like, all right, I knew of one. I didn't know if the other two found it in that book, too.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, yeah, it was just Wolverine in that book.
Oh, Marvel, you lovely, lovely dummies, you.
Well, DC hired Bendis, so Here we go.
We haven't hit the doomsday clock yet on that. Do you get what I did there?
I do. All right. So there's a rumor that Illumination, the studio that did the Minions, will be working on an animated Mario movie.
That's going to not be good.
It could be.
I mean, like, I heard... I have zero interest in watching the Minions. I think they're dumb. But I understand that there's an appeal there. And apparently the Rabbids Mario game ended up being really good. I don't know. So things that I think are dumb aren't always dumb. So
I don't really care for Minions.
Here's the thing. Shannon vouches for that game.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
A lot of people are vouching for it. But, like, Shannon hasn't played it since that one day that I saw
him. Well, he's also Shannon.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I can't take his review as serious as I can somebody else's.
No, my buddy AJ just also kept really raving. Yeah, he kept raving about how good it was. I was like, holy crap. He's like, no, dude, you got to try this game. Like, it's ridiculously fun. He's also, he was at the time, you know, everybody was just kind of starved for software on the Switch.
So is Stockholm Syndrome, basically, for that game. They were just like, I want to... this. It could just be turd. This game, that game could have been horrible.
I know. Like, it's not that bad. Yeah, no, I heard it was actually really good. But anyway, that's happening. We got a Deadpool 2 trailer. Sort of.
Yeah, it was good.
It was so awesome. If you guys haven't watched it, you absolutely need to. It's basically making fun, parodying Bob Ross.
And we can't make any of the jokes because we went PG on this show.
Accurate.
And I'm so upset about that. The only thing that I can say is that there was an amazing Roadhouse reference at the end.
There's also, like, the names of the paint.
Yeah, that was yellow really snow. Funny.
There was Yellow Snow. There was Men in Black.
Yeah.
I loved that one.
Red It.
Yep, I loved Red Dit.
Oh, Red Dit. That's right. Security was done by Dalton, which was like, I was like, wait, they just did a Roadhouse reference. That was one that was almost impressive to me.
Only because your name is Dalton?
Well, yeah, and that's what... But, like, it was just one of those... Like, that was subtle. Like, that was, like...
There was a lot of those in those credits that were really subtle. But yeah. We got a much less impressive Incredibles 2 teaser.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I mean, I liked it, too, but it was marked as trailer, or advertised as trailer. Yeah. And I watched it. I was like, this was not a trailer.
It was an announcement more than anything, yeah.
Yeah.
But the announcement happened a year ago, didn't it?
We didn't have a date.
But we knew it was coming out.
Yeah, we knew it was coming out, yeah. But now we have, like, a rough time frame, because I think it said, what, summer 2018? I want to say it was at the end of the video.
That's right.
And, basically the entire video is just Jack, and then, like, for a half second, he's being held by...
Mr. Incredible?
Yeah, Mr. Incredible. I was trying to think of his first name.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't
Dad.
Seen his name. Dad Incredible.
Yeah, Mr. Incredible. And yeah, he's like, you have power, blah 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 blah. Like,
yeah,
and then he shoots part of his hair off.
Yeah.
So Jack is basically any
Cyclops.
Mutant. No, he's any mutant that gets introduced in an X-Men book, like a big event, where it's just like, here's our new mutant. What can he do? Everything.
Well, we saw in the first movie he could do stuff.
Yeah, but so. It was like glimpses of. Now it's like full blown power. I was really hoping. Because we didn't hear a lot about Incredibles. I was really hoping this was going to be like 10 years down the line.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like it's just picking right up.
Right, which I mean is going to be neat, but I would have much preferred 10 years down the line where it's just like, all right, so Jack is like...
the new... Yeah.
Yeah, he's like an elementary student. And everybody else is like... I can't think of the names. Violet and Dash. Violet's in college. Dash is like about to graduate high school. I think that would have been neat.
They all come back and kick some booty.
Yeah, like that would have been all that movie. What, I want that to be Incredibles 3 when I'm 35.
It could happen. Honestly, they could do a skip or something. You never could. Know.
And with 10 years, like I think you're underestimating that a little bit. Dash would be just graduating college.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Violet would have been way out. Yeah. Violet was in high school the first movie.
Well, then, yeah, that still would be awesome. Violet hasn't done anything with her life, and now she's coming back to fight with the family.
Violet honestly could have children at this point. Easily could have, like, a family at this point.
No, I like burnout Violet that's just like, I failed at everything. Guess I gotta go hang out with the family again.
Yeah, this is a Disney Pixar movie.
Oh, no, sir. You don't get to say that after Toy Story 3. They can do it. Up? Mm-mm, they do depressing stuff.
Yeah, but that's very different.
His wife died.
I understand.
That Sheriff short film that they put, that Andrew made us. Okay, maybe it was just me, but that was really
the different. One where the
it wasn't an actual movie, but that was a really sad short that they put
out. Yeah, they do a lot of sad stuff. That's not beyond the realm of...
The sad is different than burnout. I failed at everything. Hero.
That's true.
One of the shorts, there was a divorce.
And how is that?
That's like most of life now.
Well, yeah. That's a which is just thing. Like burnouts, huh?
Like, I mean, like if Asa were still here, three out of four of the people at the table. Oh, no, that's not true. It would still just be two out of the four. So it's 2 out of 3 are like children of divorce. Ace's situation is different. But anyway,
hope he doesn't listen to the rest of the episode now. Thanks, Jesse.
It's not a sensitive issue for him, I'm sure.
Oh my god.
If it is, Ace, I'm sorry. But anyway.
So what's next? Are we going to talk about Justice League some more?
We will in a minute. Constantin Film plans to adapt. I think that's it, either that or it was a typo and it's supposed to be Constantine Film, but I doubt that's the case. It's spelled like Constantine, but missing an E. So I might be pronouncing
DC
it wrong.
DC is jerks.
It wasn't. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, Warner Brothers would be like, this now is ours.
You can't name something Constantine. That existed before you, DC. Shut up. So but anyway.
Swamp Thing. What?
Danger Girl. They're going to adapt that into a movie and a TV show.
Okay. Oh, that is.
They're going all in on Danger Girl. Basically, think like even sexier Charlie's Angels.
Oh, gotcha.
And as Danger Girl. Because they even have the same formula. It's a brunette, a redhead, and a blonde spies that work for like a European spy agency.
Why isn't it girls? Why'd you say one Danger Girl if there's three of them?
It stars one specific character, and then the other two girls in this agency with them, I guess, are side characters. Okay. I don't know. It's dumb.
There you go. I was about to say, let's just get to the more okay. It's stupid.
Like, I was looking, and like, it was super hot in the 90s. They had a video game,
yeah,
tons of comic books. They were thinking about doing a movie back then, and it just didn't happen because Charlie's Angels was happening instead. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's just kind of where we're at. And then, yeah, now we're to time here, and we can just finish off with the spoiler-free Justice League review.
So let's hit them up with the plugs.
No, spoiler-free.
Spoiler-free, yeah.
Oh, we're not doing the full spoiler review because we don't have time.
That's right. I forgot.
So anyway, spoiler-free review. Dalton, we'll start with you.
Go see it.
That's not how the reviews work.
Full price, half price, rental?
Oh, full
rental?
Price. Yeah, full price.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Now you can get your actual review.
Go see it. It's really good. I'm with Asa. There was a lot of things that I didn't like. Like a couple of the choices they made with characters I wasn't a big fan of. But looking at what we've seen before, it's less egregious. It's a fun movie. Because I remember telling you last night, I was like, well, you know how you've had fun for like the last 3 movies? You can finally have fun at this one. And it was a good formula. They changed a couple of characters around to make it more fun that they thought it was going to be, but it was still ended up being really like it was enjoyable. I did not regret going to see the movie when I did. I saw it opening night, but I also didn't pay for my tickets. But I would have happily paid ticket price for this movie.
Easy for you to say, not having paid that price. Mandy.
I say half price. I don't know. I enjoyed it, but there are parts that I found kind of boring, and I don't like the way a lot of things looked, and like, to me, Batman's outfit looked like it was CGI. And he didn't even wear a costume. They just, like, made one on him, and I think it looked weird. But it wasn't bad. Also, if you live in Cape and you go to that theater and you go to the big, what is it, the DLX screen?
Oh, the super screen.
The super screen? It's not a super screen. Okay, you pay an extra $250 and the screen doesn't even fill it. There's like still like what, a foot of...
There was like 3 feet on either side.
Like, and that makes me so mad. But you get heated seats, which is cool, and I absolutely love that. But I would rather keep my $250. Right. I'm doing my freaking review. Anyways, so if you go, don't go and see that because the screen is not any bigger unless you just want to pay extra money for heated seats. But overall, the movie wasn't bad. I don't regret seeing it, but I rather would have only paid half price. But it was cool to see on a big screen.
Yep. My review is kind of similar. Matinee, half price, whichever you want to call it. Easily worth the matinee ticket because it is a fun movie. This is the first DC film that I went in and watched, and I was like, yes, this is a comic book movie. Good job, DC. You finally figured out how to make a comic book movie. That said, they made so many drastic departures of character from so many of the characters.
Yeah.
And that bugged me. Like, way more than I probably should have. The musical score was meh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I love the...
Dalton! Stop! We're trying to review here. Anyway, you can disagree with me in a minute. The musical score, they had, like, there were a couple of, like, neat remixes of, like, the 90s songs that I really, really liked. But for the most part, the music was really underwhelming. And that might just be because, like, I'm fresh out of Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Which, my lord, that musical score. Mm.
That whole movie. Mm.
Yeah, no, that movie was just fantastic. But anyway, yeah, going back to Justice League here. Yeah, a lot of, like, significant departures of character, like, of traditional character. Which, generally, I'm fine with... In certain ways, they actually made Superman more fun for the first time ever. Like in the one little clip you see at the beginning, where he's like at the very beginning of the movie. Spoiler, I guess, for you guys out there, you get a little like camera shot. Somebody is like showing a film of like Superman being interviewed by people asking about like, you know, the Superman S and everything else, and he actually appears to be like happy and having fun with the role. Which is not the Superman we've seen in any of the other movies. He's just brooding and angry all yeah. the time. Dalton, you look like you're disagreeing with me, and I don't know how you possibly could.
Well, like, yeah, he was more fun in this movie, but I wouldn't say brooding and angry through most of Man of Steel.
In fairness, I fell asleep through Man of Steel yeah, three times. But he's always, like, the movie, the first half of that movie, he's just, I don't like being the most powerful being in existence.
And then he figures out that he is too important for the world. And like, yeah, no, he can't be happy when he's fighting the Kryptonians because, I mean, he's not Spider-Man. But he understands like that moment from Justice League very much is indicative of the Superman we've had in the first two movies that we've seen him in.
But anyway, so what you get here in like this one little clip of Superman made me really happy, except the main reason I wanted to bring up Superman, you can definitely tell they edited his mustache out.
So Asa asked me, he was like, did you notice it? And I completely forgot they did it. So yeah. I wasn't looking for it. I will have to probably go see it again on a matinee to like...
It had some pretty like significant Uncanny Valley going because they almost did it right. But they were just shy. And I was like, oh, his lip looks so weird.
This is an issue with our generation. We are too focused on an upper lip of an actor. Like, anyway. I get that's a gripe, and I understand it. But that is really, that's some shenanigans yeah. right there. His upper lip didn't look good.
I mean, I'm not like putting that on a slide against the movie. I'm just pointing it out. It was weird. And yeah, like that one moment of Superman is probably the most fun I've had with that character in all the movies they've released. And it was in a 1 minute clip.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And I don't know. Like, I enjoyed the film. I think it is worth watching. However, at best, matinee, like borderline into rental, because it's really, really fun. And the theater experience was great. But I don't think you're missing anything by waiting to rent it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I would say it's worth a matinee, but it's not necessarily like a must-see in theaters.
Yeah. I also agree that the soundtrack wasn't that great. I don't know. I just didn't really... Nothing like shot out at me to like,
And I will say, highlights of the film, Jason Momoa is incredible. Like, that's probably the best iteration of Aquaman I've seen on screen. And that includes, like, the old Justice League series and stuff like that, even when they tried to make him super cool and edgy with the harpoon hand.
See, I didn't... And, like, don't get me wrong, Jason Momoa did a great job, but I did not like that Aquaman.
I liked it a lot.
I don't know like, Aquaman, but he was okay. He annoyed me sometimes. I don't know.
Asa, again, I wish Asa was here, because, like, if you watch the movie and you actually, like, you go and you figure out who it is, like, the way that they do the character, it makes sense that he's like that, but... There's a scene that's very un-Aquaman-y after he saves somebody and like goes into water right before it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Asa loved that scene. I liked it. It was an amazing visual. I did not like it.
I thought it was cool. The one thing like I will say, the entire first half of the film feels extremely rushed because they took an entire movie to do Superman's backstory and it was awful. Man of Steel was awful.
I mean,
I'm staring right at Dalton when I'm saying this because he actually likes that movie. I don't know why. I've literally can't. I've tried.
Yeah.
Like I make it through the first half and then I fall asleep. I don't fall asleep during movies. That movie is so boring. And then like I've watched the second half later. I've never made it like a full sitting, and I don't ever plan to because it's so. I don't want to watch it. Anyway, going back.
you crap talk the movie and then don't let me defend it. It's cool.
Yeah, because I'm talking right now. So you do an entire terrible movie for Superman. Then you get, like, our origin to Batman is just, you know, what we got in the Batman v Superman movie, which is fine because that told us, like, everybody watching this movie knows who Batman is, knows his origin story. Mm-hmm. Don't need it. And you throw in, like, you know, Batman v Superman is like, this is our version of Batman. He has the same origin, but this is where he's at now. That's cool. I'm fine with it. Then we get to Justice League. They throw us three brand new characters and, you know, to a lot of people. Well, I say that. But really, you get Flash, Cyborg, and Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you've got, like, people know Flash from the TV show if they're watching it.
Yeah.
And, but... you know, some people might not even know who Cyborg is.
That's the one that
there are a lot of people that have never heard of Cyborg.
Yeah, I found him really confused that he was in there.
Yeah, you have Teen Titans. Well, yeah, Cyborg has been a staple in the Justice League since the New 52.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just kind of did that in the comic books.
Yeah, I only knew him from Teen Titans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Teen Titans fans know who Cyborg is. And comic book fans obviously know who Cyborg is. But you've got a lot of people going into this movie.
Yeah, that are just, yeah, like the
They should have done a Flash and Aquaman movie before.
Yeah.
And then introduce Cyborg in the Justice League movie.
And same thing with, like, Aquaman. Like, a lot of people know, like, oh, yeah, he's the really boring one that talks to fish. And they make a couple of jokes about that. But, like, we don't have an origin for Flash, Aquaman, or Cyborg. And they decide to cram those into, like, we get their tragic story in 30 seconds during the movie.
Yeah.
So we got, like, a little bit of information about Barry's past, a little bit of information about Arthur Curry as a person, as opposed to just Aquaman, and we got almost no information about Victor Stone.
Yeah.
Like, we got, he died, like,
who
yeah,
looks well, weird.
I'm not going to spoil what, like, his origin story is in the movie. You guys can just enjoy that. But we got a little bit of his origin story. Also, Cyborg looked awful through the whole film. Until the very end, he just looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was the worst. Like, this was Green Lantern bad. Like, that CG was awful. The only time Cyborg was even reasonably good, most of the time you saw him, he was in a sweatsuit. He had sweatpants and a hoodie.
And that looked weird.
It did.
It was, like, boxy.
But it was better than just the mm-hmm. CG body. And at the very end of the movie, his body looks a little different for, like, 5 seconds, and it's significantly better. Yeah. But that's all we got. So, yeah, those are my gripes with the movie. Again, it's still worth seeing. It is the second best thing to come out of the DCEU. Wonder Woman obviously being the best still. This was nowhere near Wonder Woman good. It was enjoyable. If you stack it against the rest of the DCEU, it's like leagues above it, except for, again, Wonder Woman. It's a step down from Wonder Woman. But it's not the epic fall that is to the next best DCEU movie, which is Batman v Superman. And then you've got Man of Steel is another leap down. And then you've got Suicide Squad, which is at the bottom of a bottomless pit.
You've had the dang movie for like 2 to 3 months.
You got it on release.
Watch
no,
it.
No, I didn't.
No, Wonder Woman.
You
did.
No, I bought her copy.
Because I bought the TR. I've had it for about a month.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so it was like a week after release, if that. Because she bought both of them like immediately.
Yeah. Why haven't you watched it yet? God, you're a terrible person. You liked Cyborg too, the way he looked?
I didn't think he looked bad. The only thing I thought looked bad, like CG-wise, was Steppenwolf. There was a bunch of parts of Steppenwolf when I was like, that's mid-generation PS3. But I liked the way that Cyborg looked for the most part. Like, I wasn't a big fan of the costume choice, but I didn't think it looked bad.
Yeah.
I
just think Wonder Woman and Flash were the only one that looked like they were actually wearing costumes. And not, like, having them, like, CG'd on there.
Yeah, there was, like, just a few weird scenes. Like, they gave Ben Affleck, like, a couple of times he just straight up looked like he had dad bod.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I know he doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, he got jacked for these films.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think with what they're trying to do with that Batman, it makes sense.
But for him to have dad bod?
Did you read Dark Knight Returns? Because that's very obviously the one they're going with.
Like, that's the stuff. But he didn't have dad bod. Like, when I'm talking dad bod, I mean, like, beer gut and, like, some pecs.
That's Dark Knight Returns.
That he did not have a beer gut in Dark Knight Returns.
He was chubby.
He wasn't even chubby. He was
Christian
just,
Bale? Or are you talking about a comic?
We're talking about comic. Yeah, okay. We're talking about comic book.
Yeah, no, that was the meatiest Batman, but it was all muscle. And, yeah, like, I don't know why. It just looked weird. Like, I don't think that he had that, but it just looked odd. And I don't know why. It was, yeah. Anyway, those are my gripes with the movie. Like, yeah. There's just a couple of things that were weird. And,
But that being said, like, even with, like, the big character, like, the big character changes that we saw, the characters interacted beautifully with each other.
They did.
Like, there was not a bad interaction, like, that I was like, there was a couple of forced jokes, and I think that very easily could have been Joss Whedon, because that was something Asa and I talked about. Joss Whedon did it, came in and did some reshoots. But, like, the way those characters interacted with each other was beautiful. Like, there wasn't anything I disliked. Aquaman being kind of, like, super bro-y at some parts was a little odd.
The problem that we have with this is that we don't have Aquaman's story. Like, they made it seem like it's very much, he was supposed to have been underwater the whole time. But then he's interacting with characters in Atlantis like he was on the surface the whole time. Like, this is what we get when we don't get an actual origin movie for a character like that, if they're going to try and throw some complexities in it. Because, yeah, the Atlanteans didn't seem to really, like, they'd ever talk to him. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the humans seem like he's a once every year kind of guy that shows up. And
gets cold.
Yeah. He shows up and brings them food and then disappears again. Where's he going if not Atlantis?
Just swimming around.
Yeah, he's just hanging out
talking
to fish.
Well, talking to the water.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, no, like, as goofy as some of the things were, Flash was odd, but I loved it. Flash was very reminiscent of Blue Ranger from the new Power Rangers movie, which, if you remember that review, that was the only Ranger I liked. But I loved the Flash in it. I thought he did a really good job. And again, I loved it. It was a fun movie. The action looked good. Like,
I will say the fight scenes I really
enjoyed.
Yeah,
the fight scenes, and like, even because you kind of get, for a couple of the characters, you get a fight scene at the beginning of the movie. Two, I think. Yeah, you get two. Those scenes were awesome. It will make, like, it was Batman at the very beginning. That will make me go see the Batman movie. If I get that for an hour and a half or 2 hours, yes. With some Bruce Wayne stuff to sprinkle in, that would be a good movie. Yep.
Oh, and the other thing that kind of bugged me about the movie, Batman just got his crap kicked in for, like, the entire film.
I really enjoyed that.
It was ridiculous to me. Like, he was almost useless through the entire film.
He was just a good... He was
the glue that put the team together.
Until and even then, somebody, like, else showed up.
He really only recruited Barry.
Yeah.
Like, because Wonder Woman did the rest of the work.
Yeah, because he was making her do the rest of the work.
And I was glad they let her have a huge part and do a lot of fighting and stuff.
She,
like,
was the muscle. That was
the
cool part.
And I love that they didn't just, like, oh, here she is and she's going to have a few things. Like, no, she was, like, a key point.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, neep, beep.
Yeah, if you break it into a team, that team worked beautifully together.
Yeah,
and every person
Aquaman
played the part.
Has some cool stuff.
Yeah. And not to cut you guys off, but we do need to quit. All right, so very quick plugs. PS2J, check those guys out. They do a great show. Villainous Grounds, great comic book shop. Get some coffee. And yeah, we got to go because the store's opening. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We're going to try and hit you with a spoiler-full review next time. All right, see y'all.